Rollbacks to state bail reforms are set to take effect Thursday. The initial reforms, which began in January of this year, eliminated bail for most misdemeanor and nonviolent crimes. They are heralded by advocacy groups as a step in the right direction for racial equity in the criminal justice system. Bail in this manner would be used to ensure individuals came back to court. The January reforms were met with heavy criticism from law enforcement and politicians from both sides of the aisle. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says a new component is being added to the reforms.
In addition to ensuring that the person comes back to court, it is also allowed bail to be set now to assure that the individual complies with court conditions.
This means an individual must, in addition to coming to court, also adhere to conditions set by the judge. A person in jail cannot reoffend while in jail, so the argument goes, and this new rollback, Flynn says, will hopefully deter someone from reoffending while out without bail.
The person I'm talking about is the individual who, on June 1st, commits a non-qualifying offense. A burglary of a business, okay? Not a home, all right? Something like that. And then they get ROR because they have to. It's a non-qualifying offense. And then a week later, they go out and commit another petty larceny. And they come back to court on that. And again, the judge has to release them on that as well.
In this situation, Flynn would like judges to have the discretional power for setting bail. For now, judges can only impose bail on individuals who violate court orders. Flynn believes the new reforms can hold people responsible for their actions while also helping to solve racial disparity issues related to the criminal justice system. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.